President Obama's 2017 budget calls on Congress to strengthen cybersecurity, as we've heard this morning, improve customer service, and give a pay raise to federal employees. That $1 trillion government spending plan, the final one for the administration, was released yesterday. Not every agency was lucky enough to get a budget increase. For example, the Justice Department found itself on the short end of the stick. Here with the rundown is Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, tell us the agencies that are up and which ones are down in 2017 per that request.
The Agriculture Department, Defense, Education, Energy, Labor, Veterans Affairs, those all went up this year compared to fiscal 2016.
And so the, I guess you could call them losers in some sense, who are those?
Yeah, the big loser was the Justice Department. It lost out on $10 billion that it had last year. Some of the other agencies that didn't do so well, Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, Transportation, and the Treasury Department.
Any other details? Let's talk about VA, for example. They went up quite a bit. How much did they go up, and what will that money be earmarked for?
Veterans Affairs went up $3.5 billion from last year. They're asking for $75 billion, and a lot of that is going towards reform efforts that really put it into headlines a lot this year. Healthcare, veteran homelessness, and in-person reemployment services to help veterans get jobs.
So a lot of bread and butter things, really, for the VA, based on the plus-up they got mid-year last year when all the scandals broke loose.
Yes.
And Homeland Security, how did that fare looking ahead to 2017?
Homeland Security lost out on about $500 million compared to last year, which sounds like a lot, but you're talking about a $40.6 billion budget. They've got a tall order this year. They're handling cybersecurity, also dealing with the increased threat of terrorism overseas as well as here.
And in the line for cybersecurity, DHS got a lot more.
They did. They got $471 million to continue the Einstein project, the National Cybersecurity Protection System, as well as $37 million to expand its standing team of cybersecurity experts, which are always at the ready in case something happens and they need to deploy someone to start cleaning up a mess.
All right. And what else did we see in the budget? What do you find interesting or maybe predictable in all of this? You've been looking at these documents now for a whole day.
What was surprising, what I mentioned earlier, the Department of Justice losing out on $10 billion, and it has a pretty tall order this year as far as managing relations between local law enforcement agencies and the community, also dealing with opioid and prescription drug abuse. That was kind of surprising. The Department of Defense gets an extra $2.2 billion.
Well, that one has been contentious for some time now, and with sequestration lifted as a part of the two-year budget deal, of which this is the second year, 2017, that was pretty much, I think, predicted. All right, so what do we know about Congress? This was delivered to Congress yesterday, as it is every year. Any sense of how they will handle this?
At least from the Republican side, it's not being handled so well. For the first time in both chambers' budget committee histories, they've refused to hold a hearing on the budget, even just to give OMB Director Sean Donovan his time to present the budget.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you for that overview. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.